מצוין, קיין. אוקיי, ומעט נראה כמה שדירג התנס עם שמן בן הלל, מבני שבו להפתי במוסר שלי מסחרינים. In other words, he wanted to make a difference between... In other words, it wasn't only a chronological order that he was there. He was trying to give a difference between the two different types of mussar, like he explained before. Kikol HaRishayim HaKol Inyan Echot. The first mussar speaks about the person being attacked in his own self. Elgim HaKoyin Dovah V'nei Atzmoy. V'olakach Hifzik B'nehem. V'chein Hifzik B'nehem Shimon B'nei Shah Gamliel V'nehem Shimon Ben Gamliel. מפני שמוסר רב שמעון בן גמליאל הוא בכלל העולם, אין דומה אל הראשונים, ולהבנם יש עשר הפסק לפי כל זכר גמליאל וזכר רב שמעון בן גמליאל. ככל דברכם מסודר בחוכמה, מועד מועד בשבילים בחוכמה. In other words, basically the Seder Advarim is, it's loosely chronological because the chronology followed a certain mahalach. But where the mahalach is more important than the chronology, he'll leave out. It's interesting also, Barbanel writes somewhere that when he speaks about there's no Seder in the Torah, in Mukhtam Mukha B'Torah, he says that Adarabba, it means that there's a very strong Seder in the Torah because the Torah didn't look at chronology as simply as the way to put it down, but rather mitzad the Teichet. So sometimes there's an inyan to be Makhtam Parasha. In Mukhtam Mukha B'Torah means in chronology, but certainly mitzad de teichin, there is a there's definitely an inyan. Then he says, "V'teira v'tavin ki min divrei Shimon HaTzari shesoldav ma'olam." So he has another two mahalchim that he has here. Ki min divrei Shimon HaTzari shesoldav min ha'olam atzeif ha'perek he masor divrei Musa. V'dover zeh, so there are 10 different memories over here. Assumption is, I guess, that the zugis are one. Bedover zu keneged ha'olam shemin aschalos b'yos ha'olam atach shemis yos ha'olam asor ma'moris, and that's how it goes. That's the seder keneged zochar asor ma'morim keneged asor ma'moris. Or b'seif ma'ase breishis hayu menucha shalom v'shana k'mosh yisbaya. So the first thing that we know is that the seif is always shalom. It was true by Shabbos also. Shabbos was the last piece to fit in, and that's why it was shalom. ולכן חסם דבר בכאן גם כמשלום והוא רואה שיהיה בסייף הרי ככל נמשך לבריא לגמי מראה שעד סייף ומזה הטעם גם כן לצורך לדלג מן הדרס שיבוא להסקר רק עשור אני אעשור מהמרס. So because he was trying to go with a certain סדר דבר in of עשור, that's why I have to skip that one. I just want to add just an akud of heads with these type of memories. You find it also something in Chassidus's firm. It doesn't mean that, you know, he decided that it would be very neat to have Asara memories connected to Asara Sphiris, so something had to fall out and he pushed one out. I mean, that's, you know, he needed the gematria, so he pushed one out, one in. It means if the superstructure of the world is 10, then a certain hekif of Divrei Musa would also be 10. And something that doesn't, that if you have more than that, Bal Korchach, it's a sniff of something else. It's not a primary element, but it's just a side element. That's basically what he's saying over here. V'rotza tzedive Rebbe Reish HaPerek. So Rebbe is the next Perek also. Says because he wanted Rebbe to be the beginning of the next perek, so he could have pushed off a maimer to the next perek, but he didn't want to do that. Because he's the Rosh of Kol Yisrael, that was Torah Gdol Makom Echad, that's why he wanted to start the perek with it. I want to add a little nekuda here about him being the Shabbat Torah Gdol Makom Echad. L'chura, the Yichud of Torah Abdullah Makom Echad, the Rambam also writes in the Pirush HaMishnayis, the Maila of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, that he was the one who edited the Mishnayis. The Rambam is Miyachis, and this is a big Gemara, it's like Dhamma to Pirush HaMishnayis, he's Miyachis it to him being a very shlemistic and great in every possible way. So some of those things are, you know, are very significant. Lamoshe writes that his language was extremely good, and he had a very sharp, precise language, and he, the Chagam, he says a beautiful pshat. It says in the Gemara that two places where the Gemara said that they went to Amse the Rebbe to ask her about this word, that word, the other word. So he explains the pshat, and it is that Chazal were trying to point out how so shalom was Rabbeinu HaKadosh in Dikduk that even his Amsa was somebody that was worth speaking to. Fine. But what does he want out of the fact that it says that he was an usher also, so on? The Rambam says that he had all the other milas. So al piderech apshat, it's not so difficult, because you can say that since he was he had the mechusa nefesh, he was able to mekabed everybody together, everybody respected him. He says, I have it here. Ishe nimtzu boi kolach hamudas hamidas toivus. He was called Rabbein HaKadosh. He was far from all sorts of gashmias. Ayim b'chochmo b'mayel tachlisam k'mesh omur m'mois m'mesh Rabbein HaRebbe lo re'inu teiru g'dula mokim echad. So he implies that the teiru g'dula mokim echad, I'm not sure if he means that the g'dula means, he's interpreting it to mean the midas taivus, but later he says v'hoi lo min ha'oishe v'ha'oin v'roicha v'yecholos. And Mashanema by Raya the Rebbe v'osim mishvur malka. So it could be ke'ilu he had the time on his hand, it could be he had the yecholos to do it. I'm not sure the Rambam what he wants. And here also when he says teiru g'dula mokim echad, it could also mean that he means the other things, but Pashas the Taich, the word teiru g'dula mokim echad, is referring to the inyan of the Ashira specifically. So I think the word is the whenever you have a nekuda of haschola of racious, everything has to be equally mushish in it. In other words, just like when you have children, each child is different. Each child has a particular midah of his parents, some of the midah of his parents, but the father has passed us all the midahs, at least on the genetic level. Whenever you have different anofim coming out of a common sheirish, the sheirish is one, obviously. Whenever there's a split, it's a sign that the thing is not there. It's not a roish. It can't be a roish. A chelik cannot be a roish to another chelik. So whenever you have an akuda that you tining is the beginning, it's the sheirish, whatever comes afterwards, has to be all inclusive. It's true of the first point, that's true of the last point, because it's one and the same. So Rabbeinu HaKadosh, in as much as Rabbeinu HaKadosh is, he's the klal of kol ha-mishnayis kulay. In other words, he's mishnayis. And everything else comes, and every mandiyama, Reb Meir, and Yehuda, and Reb Akiva, everyone is of the Mishnah. The person that's koilal all of it is going to be somebody that has the mila of hachlala. And therefore, here also, he wants to start the next parak with Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Rabbeinu HaKadosh should be the reish parak because he's a sheirish. And again, like we said before, it's true both sheirish and it's true both of the chlau. So he was the Rosh Chodesh Shabbat Teir Gul Mokam Echad. So and after Moshe Rabbeinu also, Moshe Rabbeinu had everything. Anybody that's a sheirish includes the entirety. Moshe Rabbeinu, everything is Teir is Moshe. L'fikach hayetzarach l'dalik min aderes. The Timtzeker Reishis Hamayim Maskal B'Klal Oilam. Reishis Bara Lekim Shemayim V'Aretz. So in other words, you're talking about three things on which the world is standing. Shadov is a Klal Oilam. They're called Ibn Yom Rishon. Messiah V'Yalakim is called Shosav V'Nei Toiv Ma'oid. V'Nei Gankin Klal Oilam. Shalom Nema V'Yalakim is called Shosav. So you'll have both the first memra and the second memra are memras that are called everything. V'Tchila Sabriya Niska Briya Klal Oilam K'Aschol V'Aschol L'Koil V'Chein Ashlom V'Ashlom L'Koil. So like we said before, it's obvious the beginning and the end are koil everything. I mean, even the most balabachayf, and I remember as kids we were drilled incessantly by our teachers that the opening paragraph has to be koil everything and the closing paragraph has to be koil everything. When you open the paragraph, you put down the nekuda, that's a platform for everything that's going to come from it. We will now discuss the different inyanim of this and this and this. And then the seif should be something that includes everything else also. The kalal lies both in the shayrish and in the seif. And b'meila, both are memories kalais about what the world is and so on and so forth. V'hinei gam zekol kol ha'ilam sholam nem v'yarakim z'kol sh'osav k'l sabriya niska briya z'kol ha'ilam k'aschol ha'schol ha'koil k'en ha'shlam ha'shlam ha'koil v'kach maim ha'rishim davam kol ha'ilam asher t'vam ha'imed k'en ma'achar asher t'vam ha'ilam v'chlal ha'imed. So there's the parallel to the Briya, and it's not only because it's consciously trying to parallel, but the Metzius of the beginning and the end should be both clawless. V'chein, Dibri Rebbi Shemaso Perek Echot, Harigam Kindova Muflok, V'le Bechina Mashe Sidoi Sama Voisov. The fact that Rebbein HaKadosh starts a new Perek is because Rebbein HaKadosh is a klal, he's a koilo, and that's going to include everything, so he should be the beginning of a Perek. And they didn't want to just put him down as another link with everyone else, because he bets him starts a whole new tkufa. Zulsa Tam Shemana. V'dovah zeh kimusa rebi al maisa adam b'chlau. V'zeh nedoyim ala mashe zeh zeh gam liol v'vshim b'noi shem ashtam asak ma'asi mashu adam. So over here, in our perek, we're still talking about internalizing within yourself to be mashu a person. Rabbeinu HaKadosh speaks about the klolius of asiyas adam in this world. So Kilo, the first parak deals with the person himself. The second parak deals with the person as an active player in the world around.
That means that the Toilettes are pure and so on and so forth.
there's another knach in that kedusha of Rabbeinu HaKadosh that very much passes with this mahalach. It says he was kadosh also not only in the inyanim of kedusha of kedusha pris. Bais and Kol, it says he picked up his essence voice and it said, "I wasn't nana from this world. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mayed that I wasn't nana." There's a similar knach. A person's matziv in this world can be either to absorb or to secrete, to take in or to give out. Teilodis means that a person is there for the purpose of giving to the world rather than taking for the world. But Tzoras Erlev Atola is a core problem, because the person takes the maisa that's meant to be the asiyas adam in this world, and the person is stalling himself avek in order to give out to the world, to produce in the world, and he turns that into a platform for taking. So Rabbeinu HaKadosh was completely minutik, because he was the one that's making that tikkun of asiyah, he's the one that's minutik from mikicha b'chlal. And it's not a specific anhaga, so bar kochach, you're starting with a klal.
Good to do something else
so on and so forth should also be mitukanim, even the world of rishus.
Can I just ask something?
Sure,
this Indian Rebbe mentioned about Kedushas HaBris, and that's why it was shaykh to not to take for himself, but to give out and do the seminars. And so, I never really understood. I mean, what Rebbe in essence did was he was Masada the Mishnayos. I mean, he, you know, he kind of took from all of the Tanoim and he, you know, arranged it and, you know, was Masada. I mean, what exactly is the big mile of the Siddur of the Mishnayos? He made it more accessible, he made it like a little bit...
The perfect editor understands it the way every one of the people understood it and is able to put them in their place. I used to once upon a time work in Encyclopedia Talmudis for short schools. I did Tuarech many years ago, and people think that the chachm of working encyclopedia is knowing the ideas, the bekiyas. That actually happens not to be a necessity. First of all, you only need to do the rishayim. They will fill in achrayim if you want to, and that's not a chachm really. The real chachma is two. One is to create a structure, a seder advarim, something that fits. You have an erech. Some are easier, but you have an erech like yuchsin. How do you start? Surim, chiyuvim. That's seder is one very very complex part. The second complex part is there are a bunch of shitas, different shitas in Rishayim. You need to give a raise each shita. It, with one sentence in a way that's true to it, you need to put it into the big picture in a way like if there's one sheet that's a very radical sheet, a very different, very unusual. You need to somehow put it, give it its place, and yet be meramez on it. To be mesada mishnayos, the pshat was he had the notes and the memories of all the tanoim. Now, when is it made a stam? When do you start with a stam mishnah? When you bring it down as a machloikis, when you meram as a chesur mechshei, Rebbeinu HaKadosh had to be makif the entirety without putting his own day into it. Rebbeinu HaKadosh didn't run away with Mishnayos and say, okay, Rabbi Say, I'll tell you what to do and that's it. I mean, he put himself in as as an editor, but not, sometimes his sheet is bottled, sometimes his das is bottled in Mishnah. It's an extraordinary ability not to take anything, to be kol kuloi in the people that he brings down, and none of it is himself. If you think about it, it's just like imagine a person who sees in Yoni Zivuk, and the way we see it, there's a hadnah in it, and kids are part of it. So there's a tension between it. When a person sees it kol kuloi to be making children, it's all for the children. There's no tension for it. The ability that everything is there for Rabbeinu HaKadosh's mission is there for the Tanoim and not for himself is extraordinary. That's the mile of being coiled everything. He has to be able to understand every sometimes you read books, Lahavdil, Al-Hadot, or Sfarim, and of people that are Kail other Shitas, a godlistic one is that when you read it, you have a hard time deciding which Shita is right, because the person presented both sides extraordinarily well. That requires tremendous... I think it's a lot of emes to it. When Rav Leiz Yudel printed his shurim in the Divrei Eliezer, so he was not... He himself was not a writer. He couldn't write, period. And he was looking for somebody in the family to do it. And he picked Rav Nachum, and Rav Nachum did it. And Rav Leiz Yudel wrote on him, the title that he wrote on him as a shvach for doing it is Toiv Ayin Hu Yivarech. He b'chol called Rav Nachum as a Toiv Ayin. He used to give him, whenever there was some notice of Levinas, whatever, it's Rav Nachum, he said, he's a Toiv Ayin, which was extremely correct. I mean, it doesn't mean my scholar, but I think it's something we saw b'chosh. Very completely no sense of self, very tovai. So, but what does that have to do with chidushim? And I was thinking about it. It's very hard for anybody to write somebody else's stuff because you don't identify with it completely. You don't want to identify with it completely, and you certainly don't want to get into it in a way where the beauty and the greatness of the other person's chidush comes out. Everyone has his own, kav, otherwise the kav shaloyin. We're gracious towards someone else, but it's not to be able to take someone else's Torah and to bring it out in its fullness. That's a midah of tavayim, and I think that was so. Rabbeinu HaKadosh, I'm talking about the midah of being able to be kolel. That's the midah of Rabbeinu HaKadosh.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
Okay, Baruch Hashem, we'll start the next week.